with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like and at this time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note right here on the scene. We're putting the pot on in here. And we'd like for you to join in with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acquaint you with the Jazz Messengers. On the piano, we have the incomparable Horace Silver. On the bass, all the way from Motor City, ladies and gentlemen, one of the youngest and finest bass players in the business today, our bassist, Doug Watkins. Doug Watkins. And on the tenor saxophone, we have a new star on the modern jazz horizon, Hank Mobley. Hank Mobley. And on the trumpet, we have a perennial favorite. It's with the prophet of modern jazz, Charlie Parker. He's our arranger now and our trumpeter. The uncrowned king, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham. And at this time, we want to do a little thing. It was recorded before some of us playing up here got into the world. Beautiful thing entitled Salt Winds.
Everybody, thanks for listening. Let's see, I'm coming on the air a little late. This is, let's see. Oh, hey, everybody, this is Hassan. This is Straight Ahead, Monday Night Midnight. Thanks to Pigeonhole for doing a great show here on this cold winter night in 2005. What is this, the last? One more Wednesday, I think. One more Monday, and we'll be going into 2006. Last 2 weeks of December. And this show's called Straight Ahead. And this is Randy Weston in the background. And before that, we were listening to Art Blakey. So you know it must be Straight Ahead on Monday night here at Kill Radio. So haven't been here in a couple weeks. Thanks to the wisdom of technology, you could play some of my archives. Yeah, go to Radio for All. You can hear some of my shows. Radio for All, number 4. Okay? And type in my show's name, Straight Ahead. And you bring it up there. And thanks for listening to Kill Radio. And I'm a little pissed off, a little irritated. I'm really disappointed that we executed someone who was nominated for a Nobel Prize. When we have people in... who are running this country, who are murdering millions of people. Murdering millions of people. So anyway, yeah, this is Straight Ahead. And let's go back into Randy Weston. Mr. Randy Weston.
by, DJ spinning, I said my, my. Flash is fast, flash is cool, Francois, c'est pas, flash ain't no do. And you don't stop, sure shot, go out to the parking lot, and you get in your car, and drive real far, and you drive all night, and then you see a light, and it comes right down, and lands on the ground, and out comes a man from Mars, and you try to run, but he's got a gun, and he shoots you dead, and he eats your head, and then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night, cars. You eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then, when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars, where the people meet, face to face, that's cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, that's toe to toe, don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars, he's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all, rapture.
Their humble dwelling in the name of the master plan. Cause paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back him up. And those who stole the people's gold are definitely corrupt. Credit cards, master charge, legacies of wills, real estate, stocks and bonds on coupon paper bills. And now the US mints on paper prints millions every day. And use the eagle for their symbol, cause it's a bird of prey. And now the laws of peace and the owls of wars are clutched very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust. And on the back of the dollar bill is the words "In God We Trust." But the dollar bill is their only god, and they don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they'd start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and wealth. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now Inuit means an endless amount stolen over the years. And Coepus means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And Novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And Ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. said clawm is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid's face tell the date they began to exist, when they established this branch of hell in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, an unfinished work of art, for 33 and a third is high as a mason can go without falling apart. 13 stars in the original flag, 13 demons from the devil's bag, 13 berries and 13 leaves, 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves, 13 owls in the eagle's claws, 67 corporations wage the devil's wars, 13 stripes on the eagle's shield, and these are the symbols on the U.S. seal. Now on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a secret that's been left unsaid. The symbols in the middle represent the riddle of the scales, the ruler and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the craft of masonry. The scales represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. They also represent the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mysteries of the secrets of the seal, so that only the governed human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last parts of the secrets of the seal, and tells how they fool the people into thinking paper money was real. Now Thesaur means the treasury, where they store the gold they stole, and Amur means to punish, like the slaves they bought and sold. Then Septent means seven, like a 1776, when the 13 devils gathered to unleash their bag of tricks. Then sigil means the images they've created to fool the world, like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurl. Now red's for the color of the Indian man, white's for the devils who stole the land, blue's for the eyes that hypnotize with the tricks and traps they sprung. And even to this very same day, they all speak with forked tongue. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing God with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the land of the plenty, cause E pluribus unum means one out of many. Very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust, And on the back of the dollar bill is the words "In God We Trust." But the dollar bill is the only God, and they don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they'd start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and wealth. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now Inuit means an endless amount stolen over the years. And Coepus means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And Novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And Ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid's face tell the date they began to exist, when they established its brand of hell in 1776. Created the lie. Now Inuit means an endless amount stolen over the years. And Coepus means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And Novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And Ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid's face tell the date they began to exist, when they established this branch of hell in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, an unfinished work of art. For 33 and a third is high as a mason can go without a falling apart. 13 stars in the original flag, 13 demons from the devil's bag, 13 berries and 13 leaves, 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves, 13 owls in the eagle's claws, 67 corporations wage the devil's wars, 13 stripes on the eagle's shield, and these are the symbols on the U.S. seal. Now on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a secret that's been left unsaid. The symbols in the middle represent the riddle of the scales, the ruler, and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the craft of masonry. The scales represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. They also represent the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mysteries of the secrets of the seal. so that only the governed human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last parts of the secrets of the seal, and tells how they fool the people into thinking paper money was real. Now Thesaur means the treasury, where they store the gold they stole, and Amira means to punish, like the slaves they bought and sold. Then Septent means seven, like a 1776, when the 13 devils gathered to unleash their bag of tricks. Then sigil means the images they've created to fool the world, like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurl. Now red's for the color of the Indian man, white's for the devils who stole the land, blue's for the eyes that hypnotize with the tricks and traps they sprung. And even to this very same day, they all speak with forked tongue. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing guard with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the land of the plenty. Cause E pluribus unum means one out of many. Tell me nothing.
Я не контратюк, а? Я у тебя тут трек.
Hey, 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 hey
Everybody, I want to apologize for that screeching, noise. I want to apologize. I had the wrong mic turned up, and this is Wayne Shorter in the background. I really want to apologize for doing that to your ears, because it really scared the shit out of me here in the studio. So again, this is Straight Ahead. We're getting ready to go into the second hour here on Tuesday morning, Straight Ahead, Kill Radio. With Wayne, this is Wayne Shorter in the background from the famous album of the late 60s, Juju, that's the name of this album, Juju by Wayne Shorter. And my name is Hassan, and I'll see you over on the other side of the hour. Okay, and thanks for listening to killradio.org. And again, I apologize for that screeching noise. I really do. And have a happy Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Again, with Mr. Wayne Shorter playing his tenor saxophone in the background here on Kill Radio. Sorry, everybody. Again, I forgot to say who we have been listening to most of the night. We were listening to Blondie, who I've had a crush on ever since I saw her. We were listening to The Last Poets, and we were listening to Randy Weston. Art Blakey started the hour, the 12 o'clock hour, and we went into Randy Weston and Blondie and The Last Poets. And now it's Wayne Shorter in the background from Blue Note Records.